Go.
Nobody can do it like me. Like me. Like me. Yeah, nobody.
Yo, 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 what is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Just Leave Road Show presented by Winject Studios with Black Label Nash. Steve always tries to mess up my intros, but it's all good. He tried to mess it up, I'm going to do so good on this episode, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to turn it up a couple notches like I'm a four-minute man. They're going to have to put a half-moon crescent on my face. I'm going to be gangified. I'm going to be crip-walking by the end of this episode. What?
You're going to be puppy dog Chris Bothros.
What just happened? Did you like take a bump of cocaine or something before we got on this episode?
No, you just drank a monster and I kind of like imagined if I drank one. Yeah.
Monster by osmosis. So Capo's coming to say hi right now.
Capo's famous.
Look at how big she is now.
What happened? Capo.
Put her in the frame. She
turned Capo just a... like, Capo just eyeballed me.
She's like, "Hey, Mr. Ross."
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really excited about this one, guys, because
he did the old lady clap.
I'm really excited about this one, guys.
Oh, please.
Because today we're talking about Key West. Key West is what we're talking about today.
And we just came back. I am tan. I am beautiful.
I'm white and burnt. I look like a burnt croissant. A big old splotchy red leopard is what I look
How
like.
Do you burn a croissant?
I don't know.
That's like really hard to do.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good baker.
And
she looks like a Cinnabon, a beautiful, gorgeous Cinnabon. I look like a damn maraschino cherry.
So
a big old.
Let me just say, we had a blast.
It was a great.
It
time.
Was awesome. It was so a great time. Just a refresher. Again, we're doing the flippity flop here. The content is coming.
Flippity flop.
The content is finally
we're
here.
We're doing a flippity flop.
We're doing the flip.
Flippity flop.
It is not Easter, but it's all good.
That's a hippity hop, bro.
The hippity hop. Oh, here we go. Digital underground.
Yeah,
let me tell you a little bit about Capo is biting us down here with her squirrel, with her beaver that we talked. It's the famous beaver in my lap again.
That was really funny, actually, when Jesse said that. Just like, "What are you going to complain about a beaver in your lap?"
I done did that one time. So, just a reminder, recap. So, we were in the Keys on basically a run. From a run. We had, I think, three or four shows down that way. It was making our way down. We're making our way down.
Downtown.
Well, making our way downtown.
Driving fast.
Faces pass. And I was homebound.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I really was.
So- which one's Robin?
I don't know. Are you talking about Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about white chicks?
I don't know. I've lost myself now. Anyways.
We had, first off, an amazing string of shows. I got to play my hometown for the first time in a year, nearly.
Sold out.
Yeah. Great, great event. And we just kind of worked our way down from there, and we got to the Keys. And the Keys was a freaking blast because it was Steve's very, very first time going there. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the order of these clips, so you're going to have to kind of take a little control.
So guess what? Daddy's going to drive today.
Drive it, baby.
So I learned a couple lessons.
Drive it like you stole it.
I learned a couple lessons in the Keys, Chris, okay? First of all, I'm really good at driving scooters with Jesse hanging on to me on the back, okay? I'm really
good at that. He loved that shit.
I wasn't quite as cool as James Dean because I was on a scooter, but I felt like James Dean.
You were on a scooter. You are not even close to cool as James Dean. You are on a scooter that only went 30 miles an hour.
Okay, give me a friggin' break, Jesse. Give me my fantasy of being as cool as James Dean, okay? So what's going on with my beard? It looks like there's something on my face. Anyway, squirrel. Anyway, so we're in the Keys, right? And the Perry Hotel actually put us up, and it was super cool.
They were amazing.
They were an incredible little boutique hotel. On a marina.
I want to say this. I have been to the Keys a lot. I was the kind of person that, because I grew up in Florida, the Keys was only about 3 and 4 hours from me. And I would literally skip the last two blocks of school on a Friday. I would skip the last two blocks of school on a Friday, and I would head down to the Keys with a group of girls, and we'd be there for the weekend. We'd be back for school on Monday. We would have the best time. I've stayed in a lot of hotels down there. I love the Perry. The Perry was
so great, man.
Such a beautiful place. One of my favorite places to go in the Keys. So if you guys are heading down to the Keys, don't miss out on checking to see if there's availability at the Perry Hotel. It's such an experience, such a great, great, great location.
Is that the first clip?
It is the first clip. It's the Perry Hotel is clip number one.
Are we able to talk over it?
We can. There's no sound at all. So what's cool about
it? Shall we play? Shall we roll that beautiful Perry footage?
Let's roll it and talk about it.
So the Perry has this really beautiful kind of nautical theme. It's very modern on the outside and on the inside, but there's really nice touches like wood inlays and concrete on the floor. They have propellers as
they welcomed me with champagne.
They welcomed her with champagne. And by the way, this is my favorite pair of pants that Jessely wears. It's a black leather pair of pants. No Miller High Life. It was champagne all the way from
the beautiful Misty right here.
This girl was so awesome. Misty, she's super cool. And she gave Jessely champagne when she first walked in. It was like, yes.
Cheers.
So this hotel was, like I said, it's nautically themed, but there's like wood inlays in the floor and there's concrete. And it's just really beautifully appointed on the inside. It's very modern but rustic at the same time.
Yeah, I love it. You almost feel like it's boathouse vibes.
Yeah, there's a really great restaurant attached to the hotel.
Right called, Drunk. Called what Matt's. Was it? Right Drunk? What? What was that? Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
this was our room. They gave us a really beautiful suite with a balcony that overlooked the pool. The bathroom looked like it was always lit with candlelight. So it was really gorgeous.
It was beautiful. It was very serene.
The swimming pool. Gorgeous swimming pool with little
cannonball.
Boom!
It was right beside a marina, so this walkway right beside the swimming pool was right next to this beautiful marina.
And our dream yacht, which we almost went to China with them. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, we met the yacht owners because we were taking pictures in front of their boat.
And glass, they had these glass, fireglass to where they lit it up throughout the day. You could go and have a drink and hang out by the pool and the restaurant, and then they closed down this restaurant for us. We are the only people in there, and we literally just ordered food off the yin yang. Those were some scallops. My mom dared me right here to eat this flour, so I did because I eat everything.
So here's our spread, Chris, that they gave us.
Look at that spread, bro.
I got a half a fried chicken. Jessely got a 44-ounce ribeye.
Oh my gosh, it looks so good.
Doesn't it?
Look at her face. She's like,
look at her. She's like, yep. I've seen that was one of the clips from the Rare Steakhouse. She was just like,
yeah, she loves that. She loves that 44-ounce piece of meat.
That looked good. That looked like one of those.
It was gorgeous.
It was amazing.
Whatever they're called. So the tomahawks.
It was very similar.
It was. It pretty much was. It was
cowboy steak.
Yeah, it was a big one. It was 44 ounces, it did have the bone in. So you have to remember that does take a little bit of the weight. But man, was the food good. So obviously the hotel itself was amazing. There's three restaurants on location, and they just tricked us out at that restaurant. Chris, what are you laughing at?
I put it on mute. I was trying to get by. I don't know. I can't stop my mind from.
You said something about a bone in, and I just tried.
No,
to
stone with something else. But go ahead.
So they have three restaurants on location, and we ended up going there the very last night that we were there, and the service. Okay, I want to say this right now. I freaking love the Keys. I love the Keys for the foodie, for the foodie aspect of it. I love it for the obviously atmosphere aspect of it for when you want to get away. It's just a really laid back, fun vibe the whole time. But Steve got a taste of one of my least favorite things about the Keys, which is it's very, very hard to go in the Keys, no matter how good the food is. You can go to restaurants where the food is exceptional. It'll be some of the best meals of your life, but the service is just
Of course. I mean, that's normal. You just got to ignore stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You have to just ignore it. But
Good luck when you come here to England and seeing how great the service is.
Really? Don't they get paid? Like, don't isn't like serving out there like an actual like degree?
Yeah, it's a real job.
It's a degree. Yeah, that's really sad then.
In the States, they're working for tips.
Okay. Yes. Exactly.
So your drinks are always full. Right. I thought it was weird when I was here that you would have to go up to the bar or go up to somewhere and get your stuff.
Right.
I was like, well, damn. I was like, you have to pay for it every time. You can't run a tab. Well, this is of course, I don't drink. So I'm like, well, damn, I'm glad I don't drink here. So,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the bars here, though. I mean, no offense. Cause I like the old pubs.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I wanted to do for my dad. But we couldn't because obviously when he came, my daughter was born. So
right.
I wanted to take him on a old time, like a pub crawl kind of thing.
I love
my
that.
Dad doesn't really drink. So he, you know, of course, he's very conscious of the fact that I don't drink. But it doesn't right. bother. It really, you know how you have people like, oh yeah, go ahead and drink. Go ahead. It really doesn't bother me. And it actually is weird when people try to like keep themselves down to a certain level. Cause I can just laugh at all the drunk people.
Like, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. There's no temptation. That's good.
But I love that you're also the person you don't make the other people feel like they don't have, like, course, they shouldn't.
Because,
you know?
Yeah, course.
That just makes shit awkward. But, mm-hmm. I agree with you. A lot of places, but the Keys, it's literally, you can go, it's known for it. It's like it's very hard to find good service down there because mm-hmm. you have to remember the Keys, they're getting people siphoned in and out.
Yeah, of course. Travel. I mean, now that COVID's now done, I mean, they're now open. Yeah. They're not used to dealing with that many people.
They were very short staff. That's exactly what was another reason was a lot of them, they had so many tables in their section. So it definitely didn't help with already as it was, but the Keys is still one of my favorite places besides that, because it's just a blast. So one of the things that I loved about the Perry's restaurant, which was, it was called
Matt's.
Matt's, yes. And definitely go visit. It was about 4.8 stars. I have a rule just so everybody knows.
And it here's works every time.
Yes. Here's my little foodie tip. If you're looking for places and you have to go down the whole list and you have to compare them by what the rating is and how many reviews there are. So my rule of thumb is I will not go to a place that doesn't have 4.5 stars or up. Ever. I'll never go. Now, if it has 4.5 stars or 4.8 stars or whatever it is, and it meets that qualification, but it only has 5 reviews, that could be his mom. That could be his brother. That could be his sister. You have to have, for me, over 300 reviews. If you have.
All right. I like this.
Yeah. If you have a good handful of reviews and on top of it, you're above the 4.0 star ranking, you are going to get a good experience no matter what. You may not always, service doesn't count in that. It's literally just the cuisine experience, right. The food experience. Mm-hmm. So, because you can't control other people and the way they serve you a lot of the time. But I've been to a lot of places where there's exceptional service. Matt's was one of the best I've ever had. We had this beautiful, sweet little French woman who was just so attentive. She was on her game. She knew everything about the menu inside and out. She was checking on us. She was making sure we were having a good time.
Her name was
Julie. Let us pick out our own table anyway, because they closed down the restaurant for us. She was like the only one working for us. And she was incredible. So we just had a blast with her. The food was exceptional. It really was a great, great spot. So to be able to go somewhere where you could go and then also go eat at night and have a night where you didn't have to worry about figuring out how to get back downtown or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love places like that. I love places where you can kind of had that all-inclusive experience, and it was a resort. Another thing I loved is we had Capo on tour with us. So they had a beautiful, beautiful dog park.
Beautiful dog park.
At the facility, at the resort that they offered. So
That's kind of odd.
It was amazing. Unusual. It was amazing. They are super dog friendly. They had 3 pools. They had obviously the marina, a nice little gym facility, all these amenities. And then on top of it, they had this gorgeous dog park. And I was like, this place is heaven, because the fact that a lot of these newer hotels are starting mm-hmm. to cater to the fact that a lot of people are traveling so much today. And there is the aspect of where traveling is kind of more than ever, besides COVID aside, but with people being influencers now as jobs, like traveling and bringing your dog and bringing a crew and your family and stuff is super mm-hmm. common now. So I love that they catered to that, because we got to go there every day and get Capo some energy out, throw the ball, play with her. They had a cute little bathing area for the dogs in there where they could go and swim, and they had like a water provided and some extra balls that they provided in there just in case someone didn't bring toys. And it was just so well done. Everything was all astroturfed. It was all landscaped. That's one of the things I love so much about Florida, which I think you can concur, is the fact that are you making these faces every time I use big words?
it wasn't the fact that you're using big words. is that you, I don't know, it you're pulling them out of nowhere, and it does, it just works. I'm not trying to make it sound like I think you're stupid or something. No, it's Steve's face when you say the word.
I decided something. I'm going to write a book called the Jessly Thoris, Jessly Thoris, right? Where it has real words and made up words that don't really mean anything, but do mean
like
something.
Historical.
Well, historical is a word.
Oh, well, then why were you making fun of me?
I don't know. It sounded funny because I was buzzing.
Oh, my God. He was laughing at me and the whole time. He had me second guessing that I wasn't speaking correct English.
And just to, just to clarify, I'm not making fun of the fact that you're using a big word. I'm amazed by using a big word. I'm just amazed by Steve's face.
Yeah, he's funny. No, the funny thing is it's like a triangle effect. I say it. Steve makes a face because for some reason it's amazing to him, or there's two scenarios, or he's trying to figure out if it's a real word or not. Those are the only two scenarios. And then you see his face and you start laughing. And then I see your face and I start laughing. And
right.
Then it's bad news.
I feel like
can I say one thing about dog parks?
Yes.
This goes out to the single guys out there, okay?
Oh, I knew this is where it was going to
go about chicks. So,
don't go to the dog park. Go to the first coffee shop next to the dog park and just sit down with your laptop and just start working.
For real.
Snap, Chris.
If you have a dog, that's a plus.
You don't need a dog. I mean, you're going to catch them coming out, coming from the dog park to the dog park, and it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to, that way you don't have to go step in shit. You're good, fine. Good.
Good advice for our single fellas out there.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is just a thought. It's not that I put that much thought into it. I'm just saying.
It's just a
thought. So I will say, guys, the Perry Hotel for us was like heaven.
It really was.
We decided to go try this place called Blue Heaven,
which we heard a lot about.
And Blue Heaven, all dogs do go to heaven. Blue Heaven is one of those famous spots. Like when you go to a city and you're like, where should we go? And everybody was like, dude, you got to go try Blue Heaven because it's incredible.
Yep.
So Jessly had this idea that she wanted to go try Blue Heaven. Okay. And so we went to Blue Heaven.
I want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I'm going to be very real with my review on Blue Heaven here, because guess what? Blue Heaven did not pay for our meal. They're one of the few restaurants that didn't pay for our meal.
You're going to get shitted on, Blue Heaven.
Here's the thing.
Fuck you, Blue Heaven.
I'm going to be real with you. We did not ask them. Every other restaurant that we've been, they've paid
offered,
for us.
Yeah.
They put us up.
Yeah, Jessly is getting a big deal right now. I'm like, dear, I'm Sasha Fierce.
So let me tell you something about Blue Heaven.
I'm going to be honest. I'm very honest anyway. I feel like even if a company, it's kind of like a sponsor, like not necessarily a sponsorship. You should always align yourself if you're going to be sponsored by something with something you truly love, so you're passionately talking about it.
But maybe the owner doesn't like country music,
or maybe,
or life.
Well, no, we didn't ask.
Maybe them. Blake Shelton fucked his girlfriend. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, came from the boys. So.
We didn't ask Blue Heaven. For whatever reason, we just.
Steve, are you playing with Capo back there?
Capo, yes.
Yeah, maybe. I just saw him do like a over the head throw.
Yes,
a LeBron James the donut across.
He did a grenade.
But yeah, we actually didn't ask him.
I'm over here getting corrected by a mom and shit. Gets capo.
Capo. No.
Well, problem is I keep thinking capo because of, you know, obviously that's what they call people, captain in the military, mafia.
Oh, that's hilarious. I actually didn't know that. That's really, really a funny fact actually for me right now. But okay. So yeah, so it was kind of an oversight. Back on it. It was kind of an oversight. We just forgot. We forgot to let them know we were coming. We were like, oh, whatever. Well, it's going to be super, super organic at this point. They're not going to be trying to really
Ooh,
be on their
yeah.
best
Ooh,
behavior,
yeah.
you know? And we were like, we're going to be down there. We already had all the stuff taken care of for the key lime pies. I realized in this case, we had two foodie adventures kind of where we normally are going to try to do an excursion.
I want to see the key lime pie one, but yeah, we can play this dog shit heaven.
Well, so, is there any talking in Blue Heaven?
There's no talking in Blue Heaven.
Okay. So we can play it.
Okay. Before we kick it in though.
I will say it's a cool place.
Before we kick it in though.
No, I was just talking shit. Cause Jessly was talking shit. It's kind of like a brother sister thing. Like, you, man.
Fuck you. No, but before we kick it off though, I do want to say,
Steve's face like on the manager's side. He goes, I'm really entertained right now, but on the manager's side, we're dropping a lot of bad words right now.
I'm sitting here like, we just lost something.
I'm just going to say, I guess I don't feel as bad because they didn't go ahead and put us up with everything. The food was actually very, very, very good. Service was, again, one of the great places. We had so many places down there that were just awful, but It was overrated. It was one of those things that it was one of those places.
Overrated.
It was overrated. I will say.
We're a review show now.
I will say Blue Heaven.
I've always wanted to be a review show. I've always wanted to be on one.
I want you to come on one of these adventures with us and actually be a part of understanding.
God willing, soon.
Be a part of understanding.
Oh, I'm crazy. You think that I'm nuts on these things. Okay.
But Blue
Heaven. Overrated.
Blue Heaven gets the overrated mark. It's a lot of hype. It was not bad by any means.
I'm
going to be honest with you. Now that I've eaten there, I would want to try other things. It didn't want to pull me back to come back again and again and again.
That's what he said. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But there's the vibe is cool.
So look at the rooster.
Yep. So
it's a cool place.
The vibe
is
cool.
Look at the duck.
Yeah, they actually advertise that you're having breakfast with the roosters. They you come out and you hang out. They did actually, they were nice enough when they realized who I was. Ooh. They didn't know we were coming. They put us in a private room afterwards. Okay. So it was kind of funny because they were like, oh God,
really you're good. Is that steak underneath? What is that right
so
there?
So that right there is the surf and turf Benedict. Wow. And look at this egg pop. Look at this perfectly poached egg though. So the surf and turf was the best part of the whole thing.
Is that okay? So that's the steak, correct?
That's yes, steak and lobster.
Rib and lobster.
Yeah, you get rib, you get lobster, and then I actually subbed in to add in the avocado. It's a choice, but that perfectly poached egg. You have me cutting into it. I just woke up.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yep. No makeup, Jessly, right there. Me. That is me. That's breakfast face, Jessly, that Steve sees every morning.
And for the guys out there visualizing and mesmerized by Jessly, she's just as beautiful. So we're good. Right?
I prefer no makeup, Jessly.
He likes no makeup, Jessly, because I have all my.
And apparently she prefers no ass on her jeans. Like, she cut it out.
They just ripped and she kept them and they actually look.
I love them.
They come
awesome.
That way? You know, I got a funny story. My grandfather used to make fun of, anyways, go ahead. All right. So like the '80s, remember the '80s, my uncle, his son, and then he had a girlfriend, which is my aunt eventually became my aunt. And then they got divorced and I don't know if she's my aunt again or not. I don't know. Anyways,
I want to point something out too, guys. Yes.
Hold on. He's telling this story.
I'm sorry, Chris,
hold on.
Your story.
Go ahead, Chris.
Disrespectful. All right. No, I'm just kidding. So she was like wearing like her jeans. Remember just back in those days, like the stonewash shit and,
yes.
My grandfather used to always make like little comments, but he was never been. My grandfather will never be disrespectful to another individual in their face.
Really?
He was a true gentleman.
Oh,
true
so
gentleman,
sweet.
But he'll like, but.
But like when your back is turned, he'll leave.
Not that. He would just make not comments about the person, and you would actually know it was the person.
Right.
He would make comments a bit in general, like in passing, like 2 weeks later, you know, like the people like this. And, you know, like, I just don't understand it. And he was just a true gentleman.
Aww.
So even more so that he would, my grandmother, they would get arguments. He would go out in the yard and just start singing and humming. You know, he's got in trouble.
So
I made an observation about myself on this podcast again just now. Okay. And I wanted to point it out. I don't know if you've noticed that. All the film that I took in Key West happens to be from behind Jess Lee for some reason. It proves that I turned into a butt man.
Oh my God.
You don't just turn into a butt man.
I did.
You don't turn into a butt man. Okay.
It's just been suppressed for a long time.
Well, I'm just going to say something right now. If you watch the video, which I highly suggest you go watch, you'll see why.
Every man is a butt man. They just don't know it yet.
They don't date girls with butts.
Well, they can't handle what happens.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean, it
you
is what it is.
The truth,
you got to. You got to be able to. I mean, it is. I mean, never mind. I'm gonna shut the hell up. Okay. All right. But I'm just saying, if the big butts out there,
and they cannot
that Chris Ross can't handle, like I got you. So it's all good.
Okay, so
but
Chris Ross, like
I'm not accepting applications. I'm just saying that's not an invitation to big booty hoes to send me DMs. My DMs
it was. Lord Chris.
My anaconda don't want none if you
want 1 hour after this releases. It's 1 hour later.
No, it's not. Please don't. Please don't.
You got girls throwing it back in your inbox.
No, it's not throwing it back. It's backing it up.
So Blue Heaven.
Never get that.
I gotta say, Blue Heaven was a little bit of a letdown.
That was a good plug. That was a good plug. You didn't plan that, but that was good.
That was
good for you. Good for you.
I wasn't blown away by Blue Heaven.
Yeah, you know, it was good. Did it blow my mind? Was it exceptional?
It was more like Blue Purgatory than Blue Heaven for me. So it's like almost heaven. It was like where they give you the okay food while you're waiting for heaven.
The Surf and Turf was definitely the highlight.
It was beautiful.
It was
kind of like, it's kind of like Snapfinger famous, you know, like, oh, you know, like what's the guy's name?
Exactly. What's that guy?
They're like, we're not going to remember Blue Heaven. I'm just going to remember her cutting into that Surf and Turf for freaking Benedict. Beautiful. And that looked great. And I really wanted that pineapple underneath that strawberry.
It did. It was good. Do I feel a craving to go back there? Absolutely.
You need a hot sauce. You really need a hot sauce bad on that.
But I will say this.
It looked good, but not like it needed a kick.
It needed something with a kick. Good. You're right. It was a little, the flavors were kind of just, there wasn't a lot of elevated flavors, but
there were
very
flavors.
Yummy. I'm glad we tried it. The pancakes. So one of the things that is very, very popular in the Keys, obviously Key West, conch fritters. And then the other thing is stuff with bananas, like for banana pancakes.
I don't like banana pancakes. I'm just, it's fine. You can just more for you. Like we'll order more. That's fine.
I can't do it.
More for you.
We order more. Like, yeah, just order more.
So, I will say again, I was wanting it so bad to be the best pancake I've ever had. And it wasn't. Was it? But I will say.
That was the problem. You went in there with expectation.
I know. Which is funny because we went to another place and I ended up having one of the best pancakes I've ever had at another freaking place.
Which is going to be on a different episode.
Yeah, we're coming. So while we were traveling.
My mama's pancakes are the best pancakes ever. My mom, my mom a little out there. I love her when she makes her pancakes.
Yeah.
She always make them on Sundays. And anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
I love that. Well, homemade mama stuff is different, but we're talking about like
restaurant.
I'm talking about I have not yet had a pancake better than my mom's pancake.
I love that.
Wow.
And of course, people say, like, oh, my mom's lasagna, my mom's this, but no.
Right.
Just got bit by a chupacabra.
I saw that.
So we're playing down here because I'm trying to keep her busy. But I will say this. It was definitely, I do love
a lot of these. Never mind. Okay. Go ahead.
I will say this, but out of all of the banana pancakes I've had, like in that category, because I've tried a lot of different pancakes, I actually really loved it for the banana pancake category. But was it the best? Was it the best pancake I've ever had? Absolutely not. It was very good though. Now I will say this: I almost wish I would have subbed it, and I will give them a plug here. I almost wish I would have subbed it because I had an option to get banana bread, and my Lisa and her husband Rick were with us. And
what up, Rick?
Yes, and they both got banana bread, and they were both freaking out over it. My mom's very critical about food, so because she's an excellent cook herself, Steve got to have some of her cooking while we were gone as well. But yes, it was excellent. She's an excellent cook. So, but it was wonderful because they were like, you know what, you should have got the banana bread. If we do ever come back, now we know. That's what we get here, the banana bread, because it was just, they said it was some of the best banana bread they've ever had in their life. Yeah. So maybe that's their thing. Maybe I missed the boat, but I was told that their banana pancakes, their banana bread, and their Surf and Turf Benedict were like what they were famous for. And they were good. They were really good, but not like,
we're trying
my
to make
God.
Them feel better. We're trying to make them feel we're overdoing it. Steve actually raised his hand. Steve,
I will tell you what we did find, and that is the best key lime pie in Key West.
We sure did. It was actually the best key lime pie of my life. It was so good. So does this one have sound?
This one does have sound. It's kind of blown out, so we might have to like, you'll just hear it. But let's talk about it.
So let's watch. Can you just kind of tell me what blown out to you is?
There's a lot of external noise. Because we were at every place we went to was by the street.
We speak
and so,
okay.
It's You'll be able to hear it, though. We talk about all the key lime pies that we get. The first place, let me just set it up just so you know. The first place we got key lime pie was at Blue Heaven. And it was very different because they had a bruleed.
It's a caramelized.
Meringue.
Thank you. It's a caramelized meringue at the top. Visually, it's stunning. I don't know if I like meringue on key lime pie. I'm a little impartial about it.
So the second place we went to is a really
famous place. Beautiful, but it wasn't. No.
Right.
The second place we went to was actually voted by Food Network as best key lime pie.
And these were just the top three narrowed down from other of key lime pies that we tried. So this was just the top three.
How many did you try during this?
We ate our weight in key lime pie. I mean, probably about like 10.
Yeah, to all 10. There was a lot of key limes.
Okay.
I'm surprised I'm not green.
But it was 10. So, it was 10 of also by going by my method.
So you don't just talk about it. You are about it. Okay, yes, got it.
So we had narrowed it down, and then this is the narrowed top three, and then we'll say which one it was. But
can I be the judge? Can I guess? I'll guess by the way that you look when you. Okay.
So the second place was named Kermit's, and that was voted by Food Network as the best one. The third place was a place. What was the name of it? Matheson's. And we found out there's one in Nashville.
Yeah, they just opened it here in Nashville.
So let's roll the footage, and you can see if you can guess which one.
Roll that beautiful key lime footage.
Hey, here we go. Here we are at the Blue Heaven, trying the first of three key lime pies that we're going to try, voting which one is truly the best out here in Key West. Here we go.
There's that bruleed awesomeness. So,
this is different than any other key lime pie that I've seen.
I thought it was a trough behind her.
Caramelized in the oven. So let's give it a try.
It is beautiful.
It's a way too much meringue, not enough key lime pie.
Yeah, she's overselling it.
Yep.
You've got the fluffiness at the top.
Top is meringue.
At the bottom, the caramelized meringue. I'm not normally a huge meringue fan, but I love it. It's really good. This one's going to be a contender for the other two that we try coming up here soon.
Hey, you guys. Yeah. So I loved it in the moment, and then I have these other two pies.
Kermit's. And we are going to be trying their best voted by Food Network's key lime pie. So let's see if it competes with Blue Heaven. Hey guys, we're fully loaded and ready to go.
Okay, let's try.
Fully loaded. So this little place out here is called the Garden. It
seems like I'm following.
All right guys, here we go. Make sure we get some of that whipped cream in there and see if this is really the number one key lime pie in Key West, Florida.
I can already tell you it's no. Nope.
Oh yeah. That's good.
No, it's really, really good. It was really, really good.
Damn. So far, hands down, this one is the winner. That's a good key lime pie.
You see how she's not overselling it?
Yep. So there's Matheson's, and I muted it because we're right next to State Street, and it was loud.
It was very loud.
On State Street.
But it's funny. I took a picture. It says ours is the best, and it's funny because everybody is like,
hey, you guys. So here we are at Matheson's in Key West, Florida, and this is the third of the three pies that we are trying in the taste test for who wins, who truly wins. Best key lime pie in Key West, Florida. Here we go. Gotta get a little of the whipped cream too. Oh, that's good. I'm not gonna lie, that's good. All right, y'all. You're gonna have to tune in the podcast to find out which one of the three wins. See you there.
Okay.
Mitch, so Chris think? Ross,
which it was one? The third one. The second one was so good to her because the first one was so shitty. It's the third one.
Yeah. So out of the, so we narrowed it, like, as a,
you know how, you know how I really know there was nothing else on that fork and she went back for the last lick.
I did.
She was like,
So you're right. The winner was Matheson's, hands down. It was funny how
plus a graham cracker crust on the bottom of it looked like, oh,
hands down, dude.
Consistency, so the amount of lime. I'm not,
my mouth's like water.
I love a key lime pie that's still almost, it cuts like a cheesecake. Yeah, and you too. Feel like almost, yeah, like,
okay, I see what you're saying. That graham cracker crust on the bottom of it where you had to like pull it.
Yeah,
it was. I was like, yeah, that thing stick.
It was insanely.
The graham pepper crust was
funny
nice
that we're talking
thick.
About big booties, and I was like, yeah, that thing is thick.
Yeah, it was thick. So, but it's funny because, so like I said, we narrowed down to those three. We tried the others just to make sure as well, but those definitely, those were definitely.
It's like, you know, I'm just saying, that you were the best that I had in Key West, but I had to try the other two just to try it. Just to say,
I felt stupid afterwards. There's nothing could compete with that one.
Like, but the whole time you're thinking, like, you know what, should have.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but it was funny because it ended up going. We had those last three because of the rating system that we did, and it ended up happening to where we did not do that on purpose. It actually was in that order. We tried Blue Heaven, then we went to Kermit, and then we tried Matheson's, and it literally like was the best. And it was funny because Matheson's was the only one that says ours is the best in quotes. Everybody else's is like voted best by, and we did this. And they name all their accolades. Matheson's didn't have any accolades. No one came in and told them. They just wrote ours is the best. That's it. They ours always say the best, they're period. Like everybody's always says
like screw you at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We
so
don't care.
I was laughing. I had to take a picture of that afterwards because I was like, dude. They went in and didn't matter what everybody else said. Theirs truly was the best. And it was just, I will not be able, now that I know there's one here, they just opened one in Nashville. I thought I was going to have to go down to the Keys just to get a good key lime pie. And they just opened
one here. I'm going to be so key lime fat, bro, here pretty soon. Let me tell you something else they had too. They had cookies this big around, like 12 inches around. They were huge. And so I learned a couple lessons in Key West. A, Matheson's is the champ of key lime pie.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
B, I'm a big fan of conch fritters because conch fritters are the bomb. The best place to get a Cuban sandwich is from a Cuban in Key West. 4, I tried a lot of seafood and I am
I thought he was going to say something else. I tried a lot of cocaine. And
and the Cubans the Cubans have the best cocaine.
No, I didn't know. Kidding. No, I just the way that I don't know. I don't, go ahead.
And 4.5, I am allergic to 90% of the seafood that we tried, and it's showing on my skin, but it was worth every bit.
It was a hell of a trip. We were so busy with other things that we didn't even get to go jet skiing there. And to be honest with you, we ended up calling around trying to make it work. We were trying to work things out. And one of the reasons why it was taking so long is because the Keys now, because of the reefs out there, actually decided to completely ex-nay being able to go on your own jet ski. Now you can only do a jet ski tour. And I'm the kind of person.
What kind of care and stuff is that?
I know. That's what I thought. So we were like, screw it. Cause it was still like $300 to go on a jet ski and do a tour. And I'm like, if I'm going to pay, you know, $200-$300, I want to be able to go rip. I want to be able to go freaking rip it out on my own, not have to worry about anybody telling me what to do. I don't like, I'm like the kind of person, if I go horseback riding, if I do anything, I want to be alone. I want to be able to go run, gallop, and not have someone screaming at me to slow down. So same kind of thing. I was like,
I was going to ride on the back of the jet ski and hold on to Jess Lee the whole time and feel like a little girl the whole time.
So what's funny is one of the few places in Florida that don't have to do the tour, I guess it's like a liability thing, is actually in my hometown. So when we go back and we do shows in my hometown, we're going to go ahead that time and get footage of, Capo's getting sassy.
She knows she's going to the vet.
She knows. And it's that time.
I feel it. Something's going down that I'm not going to like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
But it was a blast overall. A lot of things, you know, we got to learn and experience. Steve got a whole new experience because, again, a lot of firsts for him. But we are actually going to be back.
He became a booty guy. Yep.
Yeah. But we are actually going to be going back.
Welcome to the dark side, homie.
stay for another episode. That's going to be a whole new ride in the Keys, because we're just going to give a little hint that we have some shows lining back up around mm-hmm. that area coming up again. And we're going to do another collaboration with a amazing hotel that wants to put us up. That's completely different. I've heard only the best things about this place mm-hmm. as well. So you'll be getting a new feature. You're going to be getting a new view on other places that we love to stay out there.
I want to go where the tourists don't go.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. I'm assuming both of these places are kind of that way because there are chains in the Keys that were booked out 95%
capacity. Yeah, we like to book the boutiques, places that aren't necessarily.
I get it. I get it a lot. Yeah.
So,
but that's really it. It was a great adventure. We had so much fun. We're going to have another round two, and we have so much more stuff coming when it comes to touring and everything. So we're excited, and I can't wait to talk with everybody about what else is coming soon.
I will say something else too. Florida was really good to my hair. Look how voluminous it is today.
What a dick.
Right?
What are you talking about, Jesse?
I don't have any hair, bro. Like, look.
She goes, why'd you agree with Chris?
Because I'm agreeing with him.
Because it was kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Why was that a dick move?
Damn it, Steve.
I mean, luckily I wasn't ever attached to my hair on my head.
Well, listen, bro, if I shave my head, I would look like Curly.
Damn it, Steve,
Stooges.
You're really inconsiderate.
I did see what did I see the other day? You know, like those little filters where it takes your hair off your head and your face?
I tried it. I look like an idiot. You look awesome. I just look stupid.
No, I'm not trying to say that I look great with a shaved head, with a shaved beard, I mean, with a head. I just don't like it because if Austin Powers didn't happen, it's like mini me type of thing. But you know one thing I have noticed. See, when I was in corporate America, it would be like more like a not a 5 o'clock shadow, more like a stubble beard.
Right.
You know, but it's still lined up. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that have Chewbacca beards, right? So like it's not my guy. Even mine's always freshly lined up. But I have noticed that I like the beard on me, but if people nowadays, it can be kind of deceiving when someone does have a beard and they shave their beard and they have no chin.
Right.
Actually, I have it, you know, like men that have a chin, like girls,
yes,
like
it's
check.
Like to hide the fact that they have like a chin.
Right. Right.
A chin.
I wonder what's going to happen when the new thing comes out and beards aren't cool anymore, but I don't think that's ever such a thing.
That's never going to happen.
That's never.
Dudes look 80% better with beards.
I would say, truthfully, 85% of men in the world look better with a beard.
You have to be like symmetrically perfect to look better without a beard.
I'm thankful for my mother having a C-section. That way I have
I thought you were going to say I'm thankful for my mom who had a very thick beard.
No. Yeah, you're now not going to get any pancakes that day.
Sorry, Mom. All right, guys.
Yeah, you're not going to get any.
Sorry, Mama Ross. But hey,
I'll eat his pancakes.
Wait, pancakes?
You just said Mama Ross had a beard, so she's going to give me your
And it's
bar.
So funny that you actually called her that because that's what she, anyways. But I think it's anybody in the South. Guys, peace out. Much love. Don't go to Blue Heaven in Key West.
On that note,
that's
Chris,
messed up, bro.
I'm just saying, I'm probably coming out. Fuck you, Blue Heaven. You know,
if we did ever want to go back there, it's done now.
Thanks,
they're
Simon
like,
Cowell.
They're gonna be like, oh yeah, these are those people.
Gonna have my face on a dartboard in a bathroom.
He'd be like, if you're going to go to Key West, don't go there because it's trash and they should stop cooking.
Well, see, I immediately just shut off when you had the British accent. I didn't hear anything you just said.
On that note. Later, Chris Ross.
Christopher Late. Robin. All right, hit it. Take us out, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Christopher Ross, Jess Lee, Winjack Studios, and Black Label Nash, we'll see you next time on the Jess Lee Road Show.
Woo! Shake what your mama gave ya.
Is brought to you by Winjack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.
Nobody can do it like me. Like me.